Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
This story was told by Ross Norman
in April 2015,
where the theme was best laid plans.
I remember the moment that I realised I needed to make changes in my life. I was in Victoria Travel Information Centre. I don't know if you know it, Victoria. I've got my sexy blue London Underground uniform on. There is a queue of tourists going right out the door. And this American guy comes up to me. He goes, "I need a ticket to Hampton Park. I'm going to go and watch the soccer." I refrained from correcting him. And said, "Oh, so you're going to watch the football, mate? Okay, right. So Hampden Park, you know that's in Scotland. So what you do, you go out of here, do a left. Coach will take you all the way there. Or you can go up to King's Cross, get a train from there, whatever you want, whatever's best for you." "Oh, no. I've Googled this. It's in Surrey." Fucking hell, not another one. I just can't do this job anymore. I've been doing it for 3 years. I really enjoyed it. I could sell an Oyster card in 6 different languages, but I need to move on and make some plans and changes in my life. So I'm on the job site, the internet. I found there's a secondment, a training opportunity. I can go and be a trainer. I can be at the front of a room, a centre of attention. Can you imagine that? And so I've applied for this job and I've got it. I got the job to be an Oyster call centre trainer. So I trained the people that answered your calls if you ever not touched in and touched out. Obviously, the Oyster card's amazing. You probably haven't had any problems with it. But if you did, who you'd have to call, I trained them. And I did this for 6 months. And I'm getting my name around. People are like, "Oh, who is this guy?" "That's right, it's me." And I'm just like, really like, "Yes, man, yes, I'll do it. Yes, I'll do it." Like, because this is just a secondment. I could go back to the stations at any moment now, and I really do not want to talk to another American about Hampden Park. You know where Hampden Park is, yeah? It's the national stadium in Scotland. All right, I'll get over it one day. And then I am hustling. I am doing well in my job, and I started making friends with all the other people in learning and development, and then I meet this woman who is the SAP education boss. Do you know about SAP? It's an enterprise resource program. I'd like to take the next 8 minutes to tell you about this enterprise resource program. Anyway, it's a solid job. I know it's a good team. And so I start making friends with her. She's brilliant. Like, she's a South London girl done good. Like, she's a salt of the earth. She's married well, 2 kids, house in Surrey. If she weren't married, you definitely would. Like, she's brilliant. And so I'm getting on with her. This is going well. And she offered me a 2-week trial to help out because one of her trainers had let her down. And she's like, "Well, I need someone to come in, learn what we were going to train these guys, these London Underground guys that really didn't want to be trained. But I just had to learn it, deliver it. You know, this is my chance to make a name for myself. I can get right up there, springboard out of the station doldrums and get a real job that I can tell my mum about and everything." And so, yeah, I'm really, really happy with myself. I'm nailing this. Things are going my way. My plan is working out. And so I thought I'd celebrate. I thought I'd go out for a drink with the boys. I mean, what could go wrong? So my mate Andy comes up. Like, Andy's come out. I haven't seen him for a while. He's been in prison for a couple of years. And so, like, it's a good time to see him again. Like, he's on good form. We went out. We were in Cable. And I don't really remember much of the night. But it was 12 o'clock the next day in the afternoon when I realised, you know what? I need to call this a day. I've got a big day on Monday. You know, I can't let anything mess up Monday because it is important to me. And so, yeah, it got to 12 o'clock. I'm like, all I am doing now is smoking a joint, having a wank, and going to bed. It's all I need in my life right now. So I'm there, smoking away, and my mate comes down, thankfully not before the wanking, so that was good. And he's like, Ross, I've had an amazing night. I was like, oh, thanks, Andy, it's good to see you, mate. Oh, it's brilliant. We're all like heartfelt. This is the end of the night. I'm like, this is me. I'm about to pass out. Until the police come through the door with riot shields on and tasers. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Just boom, 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 police, police. I'm like, oh, shit. Close the door. I'm like frantically trying to stuff the joint around the back of the bed. Like, I don't know what the fuck Andy's doing in the room, but he's in the room as well and he's hiding whatever he's hiding. I'm like, oh, shit, shit, shit. He's shitting himself because anything happens, he's going straight back to jail. Like, that's the law. And and so they've come in, they've busted in my room, and they're looking for bags. I'm like, fucking, do I look like someone? Oh, handbags. Do I look like someone that has handbags around? No. Turns out one of my flatmates had bought bags off a bloke in the pub and didn't like the bags and then put them on Gumtree or Facebook or something. You'll never guess what. These bags were stolen. Would you believe it? Buying bags off a bloke in a pub and they were stolen. Shit the bed. So, this is me crapping my pants in my pyjamas and stuff, like opening the door going, oh, hi. And they've come in, they searched around the room, they found my half a joint and they found this bag that Andy's like stashed away somewhere in the fucking room. And so they're like, right, whose are these? Well, I don't know, mate, I've just woken up. Like, I don't know what's going on. I mean, why are you here? Well, if neither of you own up to this, we're arresting everyone in this room. And Andy's looking at me like, please, man. Yeah, they're mine. They're all mine. So they've taken me down to the Woolworth police station. Has anyone frequented Woolworth police station? Ever been there? I wouldn't recommend it if you're going to go on like a whistle stop tour of SE1. It's not one of my highlights, but it's definitely there. So everybody that lived in the house got nicked. So we're all down there. We're all like at the check-in desk, like it's a hotel. So like, there's crackheads there, there's pissheads there. I'm like, this is not a bit of me. I've got to go to work tomorrow. But I'm like, I'm thinking, well, like, there's nothing there that, you know, I could get done for more than a few hours. I'll be here, I'll be in, I'll be out, it'll be all right. No. That didn't work out that way. Because it just so happened that I had some tills, like cash tills, because I was going to do a festival stall in the summer. So I was like, I'll keep them, they'll be useful. The police put two and two together, made five. I am now like a nationwide burglar or something. They held me for 23 hours before they even interviewed me. I'm lying there, looking up at the ceiling with the, if you know anything about crime, report it here. I'm like, yeah, fuck off. And just lying there like, oh, what is going on? I didn't want to phone up work because, you know, I'm in a police cell and I didn't know what to do. I'm dressing out. The only thing that I could do to stop myself going insane was I got a little cup and then I screwed up a bit of paper, well, my charge sheet, and I'm standing at the other side of the, like, I am really good at throwing my left hand now. I'm amazing. So yeah, I've missed a whole day of work now. We're talking Monday, like no one knows where I am at work. And so yeah, it was 40 hours they held me for. And then they release me. So, hurrah, I'm released. There's no further action, no drug charges, no burglary charges, everything's okay, except for the fact that I've just missed the first day of my 2-week trial that's gonna get me to the big time. Well, you know, the big time in my plan. And Yeah, so I was like, shit, what do I do? And my mates were going, well, you just tell her that you lost your phone and you went to hospital. And I'm like, coming up with all these elaborate plans. I was like, fuck that. I am telling her the truth. Kind of truth, yeah. I'm telling her the truth. I'm telling her. And yeah, I texted her, look, I got arrested. It wasn't my fault. All the charges have been dropped. So I went to work the next day. I'm in a bit of a state because I got let out at 1:30 on Tuesday morning. So I've rocked into work on Tuesday, like, come on, let's do this. I've got to, like, represent here. And, yeah, good thing I did tell the truth, because she and one of my colleagues were a bit concerned, because it's not like me. I turn up for work, you know, Monday to Friday, you get paid for it all. And they checked my Oyster card, so they were like, oh, where's he been? Maybe he's been around. Coincidentally, I hadn't used it since Friday. They're freaking out, thinking that I'm dead in a bath or something. So they've contacted one of the girls in the contact centre that I might have had contact with before. They looked on Google Street View, found out where I lived from Google Street View, went knocking. So my boss has come and left her job, coming to look for me with a colleague. And, yeah, they've knocked around, and one of the neighbours has said, yeah, well, we might have seen them being carted out by about 15 policemen yesterday. So they've gone up to, like, the local police station, found out that I have been arrested, and so they were kind of waiting on what I was going to say. So I've told the truth. I'm like, oh. And I went in, and I smashed it for 9 days. Inside, I was crying, like, shit was going on, I'm distraught, but I'm, like, holding it down. I'm in front of, like, 12 London Underground people that did not want to be trained on what I'm training them on. But I soldiered through. And then a few, like, a month or so later, like, a full-time job came up. And, yeah, because she needed someone that she could trust, I got the fucking job. Yeah! Thank you very much.
More stories, head to sparklondon.com.
Spark is coming to Bristol on Sunday, the 10th of May, at the Fringe Bar in Clifton. For more details, head to sparkbristol.org.uk.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.